This is Songwriter's Room, and I'm your host, Tomoko. Today's guest is Sha Brielle. Sha Brielle is a neo-soul singer-songwriter originally from Chicago, Illinois, with over 10,000 followers and subscribers on Instagram and Facebook, 100,000 Twitter views. Her first single, Come Home, featuring singer Jay Ortiz from her debut album, Black Onyx, has yielded over 80,000 streams since its release. So please, ladies and gents, welcome beautiful Sha Brielle.
Thank you so much for having me, Tomoko. I'm so excited.
It's my pleasure. I couldn't wait either. So Sha, I've seen you perform in Las Vegas, and you have such a tall and elegant, beautiful physique, like a model. So is your music. It's chic and elegant. Your presence matches your music.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I was wondering, who's your influence?
I'd like to say I have three main influences. First being Beyonce. I adore Beyonce. And as far as being a businesswoman, a mother, a mogul, an icon, a legend, just I'm just completely influenced by Beyonce. I would also say Erykah Badu and Brandy are two of my other very, very, very influential artists that have helped mold and shape me into the artist that I wanted to be myself. I look up to those three artists the most of anyone.
So you told me you started out only 7 years ago, but you're rising so fast and strong in this digital music scene in all of your social media platforms. So I was wondering, what is your secret sauce? Tell us about that.
So for the past 7 years, I really started taking what I had already built really seriously. So before I would have called myself a professional, I was always singing at open mics. I was always collaborating with someone. I was always in somebody's studio. And so people kind of knew my name, but I hadn't taken anything I was doing seriously. Those connections that I made ended up helping me in the long run with when I decided to take things seriously and start building and trying to actually create Sha Brielle. Those people that supported me from years and years and years ago, plus the people that I've made a connection with now, they support me. It's really about the people that I've met. Honestly, I've created what I would like to think are good relationships of people who also have good relationships that have helped me spread the word of my music.
That's wonderful. So you are raising two children with your also model looking like handsome husband, and you got a job working for the government, helping children and doing music all at the same time. So what is the biggest challenge in all of the work that you do?
I would say the biggest challenge is making sure that I have balance in each area of my life. Giving to my family, giving to my music, giving to my job, all giving to myself in equal facets can be the biggest challenge of everything. I remember to spread myself equally amongst all of them, including myself, so that I'm not, you know, pouring from an empty vessel. That's the most challenging. That's the thing that I have to work with the most.
Your cup always has to be filled.
Yes, I have to take care of myself. And that's usually the most challenging thing. Like, it's easy for me to take care of my family and other people, but I have to give more to myself and make sure that I'm feeling good and the best version of myself so that I'm even able to do all of these things.
I love your single, Come Home. The lyrics are simple but deep, and the music video is so dope.
Thank you.
Well, everybody can see it, and I would love for you to walk us through songwriting process, but first tell us about the concept and this collaboration with your friend Jay Ortiz.
Okay, Come Home was my unexpected baby. I like to call it that. The producer is Trey Bowler. He's super well known for his musicianship here in Vegas, but he's also a producer. That song he made, I guess he was thinking of the movie Django, because he called it Django on the when he saved it. So he called the song Django, and he was just working on something. I wasn't paying any attention to it. Maybe like a month later, I'm on my computer and I'm looking through all of the beats that he's made, you know, over time. And I found that one, and I was just like, I really like this. Like, I think I can, this is a different sound for me, because I usually go really classic R&B. And I was like, this is a really different sound for me. So let me play with it. JRT's, I called him because he's like my music confidant a little bit. If I have an idea, I'll run it by him. So I called him. I was like, what do you think of this? Like, do you think you could come up with something to this? And he was like, just leave it with me. I wrote my verse in maybe 30 minutes and he wrote his in 20. He recorded it there because he's not here in Vegas, he's in Kansas City. So he recorded it, he sent it to me. I went to the studio same day, recorded mine, and that song came together so beautifully, and we didn't even expect for it to be what it is.
Wow.
We didn't have that intention at all. So
when it happens like that, especially when the track is great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But did you guys talk about the concept though?
I came up with the concept. I kept hearing the words come home. I kept hearing this come. I kept hearing that. So what I do with my songwriter, I might be jumping ahead here, but I key words and then I create a vision. I knew that I wanted to create a video or something with my name on it that was extremely a salute to my heritage, you know, my culture.
Mm-hmm.
That was very important to me. And then that song, the beat just sounded really like it sounded very African to me. I kept hearing an African tone and took it to a place of writing about love, writing about family. I tried to like embody Come Home to be about the love I have for my children as well as the love I have for my husband.
Now that you told me about your three peep singers who influenced you, and I think about that, this song Come Home, it's actually exactly the blend of three singers I can hear in your voice. It's like, it's really Beyonce and Brandy and Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm. With Brandy, I grew up watching Brandy because I grew up watching Moesha. The Cinderella that she starred in was like my favorite movie ever. I learned all of the music in that movie and would sing it all around the house all day long, still would to this day. I love Beyonce in that same way. Erykah Badu was my mother's favorite. And I didn't really get to get her until I got older and started like understanding what her music was about. And then I was like, okay, this is going to help me to find myself. And I slowly started finding out I'm not a belter, you know? And when I was younger, I used to feel insecure about my voice because I didn't know how to do all of the runs all over the place. And I wasn't a loud singer. And so hearing those women who have that kind of range and who are, can be mellow singers, can be, you know, really, really dramatic singers. They gave me, helped me get confidence about my own voice and knowing like my voice is still beautiful. I don't have to do those things to, you know, to be a good singer. So I really attribute Erykah Badu for that because her style was so different and it was beautiful to watch. So
I can totally relate. And your originality is the best thing.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate you too, Tomoko. Somebody needs to be interviewing you. Maybe we can and I can interview you.
Maybe we could do that. So can you break down song process of this song?
What I usually do is I'll listen to the beat, I'll freestyle, and I'll record myself freestyling. Because in my freestyles, I usually come up with really good melodies. And then I listen to them. And then I put words to those melodies. And I try to fit words into the riffs that I've come up with. And then I have the song. But you know, the challenge that comes with my music is that I'm a perfectionist. So I'll make a song one day and I'll listen to it 35 times. And then I'll start changing it and start switching things and fixing things. And then sometimes I mess the song up. Sometimes I make it better. So that's really that's really like a coin toss when it comes to that. When I messed with Come Home, I ended up making it better. So it ended up becoming more into what it was supposed to be. But that doesn't always happen that way.
That's true. It's very important. Do you show it to anybody else and get some opinions or just, yeah. That's why you're great.
Thank you. I do though. You know, my husband he has a great ear for music. He's usually able to tell me whether people generally would like the music or if it's a woman's hit or if I just like it. He's usually able to give me a good perception on that. Jay Ortiz is another person that I go to and I run things by him. And in areas where I can be a little tone deaf, he hears things that I don't hear and he'll help me with those things. I've made new friends here in Vegas that I run music by, like Kiss. Kiss is beautiful. She's amazing in her own right. She's an amazing artist. She's really encouraging. So she'll hear the music from the point that I'm trying to write it from, like from a woman's perspective, and give me that. My best friends, Simone and Keisha and Onisha and Chantel. I send my music like in a group mass to them. I send it to my mom and my sisters and my brother. And like those different sectors of people all give me their opinion, and then I gather them together.
And then you edit again?
Yes. Yep, then I edit again.
That's fabulous.
And, you know, the funny thing, my like final person that I send the music to, like after I've done all of these edits, I'll send it to my father. Because my father is the biggest critic of everybody. I will know if he likes something versus if he's just like trying to be nice to me or trying to like, you know, not hurt my feelings, but he's the one that I have to prove the most to when it comes to like whether the song is good or not. And I saved him for last, and he loved Come Home when he heard it. Like he was like, this is your one, this is gonna be the one that changes things for you, and da 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 da. So yeah, he's like the final Decepticon I have to battle.
Well, everybody must have been impressed by that song.
They liked it a lot. Everybody actually liked it a lot more than I even did. Like, I love the song because it was mine, but I was just like, I feel like I have way better songs than this. And everybody just really gravitated to that song. So
it must have been success when you came up with that. That part came first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the part I kept hearing.
Yeah, so you got this beautiful hook, and that's it.
My hooks come very easily. It's my verses. I can tend to sound the same. So I have to make sure that I switch my verses up so that I'm not monotone. I'm bringing expression, and the person doesn't get bored listening to.
Now that you said it, the hook too, but the hook is so strong that we don't care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a struggle. And that part of the reason that I knew that Jay Artiste would compliment that song is because his voice sounded so different from mine, and it gave it a change. It gave it a dynamic that I think if I had have been on the song alone, the song would have still been good, but it wouldn't have been where it was. So I'm really happy that he got on it and collaborated with me.
Very true. You said he has a group?
Yes, he sings with a group called Loose Loose, based in Kansas City, Missouri, and Columbia, Missouri. Amazing group, just some of the best music I've heard. And I won't even say like independent music or, you know, unsigned. Like they were making music as though they had Grammys already. Like they deserve a lot of recognition for what they put together. It was really, really beautiful. He sang alongside a singer named Simone Sparks. I wish I knew the rest of the band's name, but they sang lead. You know, JRT's and Simone Sparks sang lead together, and then the band played, and it was a beautiful, beautiful collective. And they have a lot of music on Spotify, and I listen to it regularly. It's great.
So this is going to be the last question.
Okay.
What advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Okay. Do not listen to people that you know that you should not listen to. Meaning, do not be misled by things that look a certain way, but you know, you kind of know, you know how you always have this intuition that something isn't what it seems. It would be to follow my intuition. Go with that gut feeling and know that I'm following the right path by going with that gut feeling. That's what I would tell my 20-year-old self. I experienced things and kind of missed out on opportunities, trusting in people that were, you know, promising to do certain things for me that, you know, couldn't follow through on those things. And I knew it, but I believed what I was being presented with rather than going with my intuition, you know? So no regrets, but if I could go back, I would definitely tell myself, you know what you're talking about, go with what you're feeling.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Shad, today for being on my show. And until we meet again, sayonara.
Sayonara, bye. Thank you for having me.